Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Sync for December 1st, 2020. Rabbit, rabbit, happy first day of the month. My name is Andrew Turley. I am the host of this little shindig, and we have a couple of other people here. So if you all can introduce yourselves.
I'm Joe McElwain.
I'm Ryan Higginson.
And that is us. So we have a few issues to go over. I have, as usual, copied the issues into the sync channel, or stream, sorry, in Zulip, into the 2020-12-01 topic. So if you are here in person, or if you'd like to follow along, you can go there and take a look at the issues that we're going to discuss today. So starting as usual, we would normally start with RFCs, but there are no RFCs. So moving right along, we'll move to Pony C. There's one PR, changes for RFC 179 Unicode string. That's PR 3679. Let's see here.
I think the RFC itself has not been accepted yet, but it's good to have a pull request so we can look at the changes that it would result in, I suppose.
Nice. Ooh, I have privileges to edit this. I'm gonna just edit this so that it actually points to the RFC. I think that future me and possibly future other people will enjoy saving a few seconds on that. Give me a moment here. Okay, added a link. I don't think there's, well, I don't know. I don't know if there's too much we want to talk about here. Joe or Ryan, have either of you had a chance to look at the code much?
No, I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay. I have not either.
Okay, I have not either.
There's quite a bit to look at, and plus, you know, we won't be able to merge it till the RFC.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to Pony C issues then. We have one issue. This is the UDP sockets stop listening after a while, 3139. The last comments were from 14 days ago. I think FWeimer responded to Sean's question about a minimal program that demonstrates problem. So we don't, yeah, that was the last question was, do we have an example that demonstrates this? And it looks like we still don't. So I think, let me just ping and see if he's found anything. Okay. Anything else anybody wants to say on that issue?
Nothing from me.
Okay. moving on then, I guess let's just kind of go in order from here. We'll Pony Lang website, the only issue is the Last Week in Pony issue. Yeah, it's like this just got rolled over from the week before since there was nothing in there. Okay. Scrolling back up to the top. Pony Lang Corral, we've got two PRs. Changes resulting from RFC 179 Unicode string 161. So again, I think this is probably something we really can't do anything on until we get support in there, or until we get that RFC approved. As with the other one, I am going to change that to a link so that future us can quickly get from one place to the other. Okay, and then 159 fetcher and updater notified when errors occur. Has there been any movement? It looks like the last movement on this was 2 weeks ago during the sync. Sean said that he or Gordon would try to look at this, so I won't harass them on it this time, but I guess if it's an issue, we can harass them on it later. Okay. Main actor, bump highlight JS from 9.15.8 to 10.1.2. I'm not this is a dependabot thing. Does anybody have any opinion? Should we just go ahead and accept this?
I mean, it is a major version bump.
Yeah.
Right, it goes from 9 to 10. So it's possible that there's issues, but at the same time, it probably makes sense to try to go ahead and merge it and then, failing check. What's the failing check? I was looking at the MakeDocs team one. I'm not sure if it's the one you're looking at.
Sorry, you were looking at what?
I was looking at the one for the MakeDocs theme repo, and there is a failing check. I'm going to do that here. Recipe for target material failed. Unexpected token name. And this is. Seems to be that there's an incompatibility from some other module that we have. So the MakeDocs one, MakeDocs theme one, we can't merge because it has an issue, a compatibility issue. The main.actor one, let's see. There is a Netlify deploy preview. When I click the deploy preview, it says page on time. Are you able to see the deploy preview? Mm-hmm. In /main.actor/goal/39, in the checks, there's the Netlify deploy preview.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm getting the page not found.
Okay. What if there's some sort of Netlify permission issue? So curious about what issue this actually fixes. Effective versions of this package are vulnerable to prototype pollution. A malicious HTML code block can be crafted that will enable prototype pollution of base objects prototype during highlighting. If you allow users to insert custom HTML code blocks into your page, you will parse and markdown code blocks, and do not filter the language names the user can provide, they may be vulnerable. This pollution should just be harmless data, but that can cause problems for applications not expecting properties to exist, and can result in strange behavior or application attacks. If your website or application does not render user-provided data, it should be unaffected. So main.actor probably does, qualify for, well, I don't remember where we're at with main.actor in terms of where it gets the data from. Okay, it comes from main actor package markdown. Okay, so everything has to be checked into that repository. And it seems to, well, yeah, so it does have external. These are all built that way. Okay. I'm not really on the up and up on how the build process for this works. So it looks like there's the Pony Lang bot is doing automated pull requests based on the upstream repos. And so there is, well, I guess, that's open for review each time. So I would say let's go ahead and merge it for the main.actor one. And then we can, because the other one's not working, we can't.
Sorry, which other one are you talking about?
MK Docs theme.
That's a separate issue, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and let's merge the main actor one then. You doing that? Okay.
Yeah. The other one has CI thing. Like I said, yeah, the Nick Docs theme one, which is the next one on the list after. Well, it's the second one.
Okay. All right. So moving on from that one, we've got, and then there was the main actor package markdown, which we already discussed here. So we're not going to merge that. That's main actor package markdown issue number 34.
We could potentially merge that unless you have a reason why we shouldn't. Doesn't seem problematic to me.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
This is just updating for the latest version of the blog package. So I say we should go ahead and merge it.
Okay. Okay. Merge that. All right. MK Docs theme.
This is the one that we should not merge because there's a failure.
Okay. I see. There we go. Okay. So maybe somebody can look into that one then. All right. So that's it for the issues that we've got here for this week. Is there anything else anybody wants to discuss for this week? Ryan or Joe?
Nope, nothing for me. I'm finally starting to get more time in my day again, so that's why I'm joining these calls again.
That's great news. I think. I hope that's great news. That seems like great
news. Yeah, it's goodish news.
Goodish news. Okay. Well, you know, this year we'll take goodish news. Okay. Well, if that is it, then I will thank everybody for showing up today, whether you're here in person or just visiting us online, and come again next week, same time, same place, December 8th. Take care and have a good week.